This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. How are you? Happy Monday. We have Taylor Swift tickets all week long. Right around the corner. Her show is at Levi Stadium on May 11th. If you were thinking, hey, maybe I could go to that. Well, if you're calling number 97 right now, you go for free. You go on Alice. We've got your tickets right now. Call number 97, 800-400-3697. That's our phone number. Call now. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Taylor. So exciting. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Oh. Oh, look at you with the whole montage over
that
there.
That is going to be a party.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be great. I think my favorite Taylor Swift song is 22.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
My kid's going.
Is she really?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Who's taking her, Mom? Mm-hmm.
Is that her first concert?
No, she's been
to Franti a bunch of times.
Oh, right. Oh, man. She's going to love it.
Oh, she went to Carlos Santana, too.
Oh, that's right. I remember seeing her there.
That was her favorite show of all time so far. I can still put on Santana without without saying anything, and she knows exactly who she's listening to.
That's great. You're doing a good job with her music education.
I'm working on it.
Because you got to give her a little Yo Gabba Gabba, too.
Right.
You know, she got to learn the cruddy stuff, but you have to slip in the good stuff then.
We talk about Yo Gabba Gabba all the time.
Still?
Sure. DJ Lance, come on.
All right. Don't bite your friends.
Don't.
I've learned a lot from you, Yo Gabba Gabba.
Don't bite your friends.
Hmm. Were you a biter?
I did bite someone once.
I know that you did.
Just one time. And then my mom bit me to show me not to do it. Yeah. She's like, how do you like it?
I don't.
And I never bit anyone again.
Oh, that's good.
After that, yeah.
That's good parenting.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom was actually pretty rough, but, you know, I did learn some stuff. Okay, so that's it for the Taylor Swift stuff. Vinny, take it away. You can do some texts if you want.
Sure. I got a bunch of texts, everyone. Thanks for sending these in. This is where we sort of read back some of the stuff you guys had to say. 408 says, food in the fridge. If I cooked before day before yesterday, I throw it away. Mm. What? So if I cooked it Monday and didn't eat it by Wednesday, it goes in the trash.
Yeah. So a 2-day
limit.
That's
fair. Mm-hmm.
That's actually right. You can't have leftovers a week later.
925 says,
can you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It depends what it is.
Leftovers, 2 days max. Ugh. Yeah, I agree. I'm with that. Seems like.
I don't know. I'm not that hard and fast. Sometimes we have leftover night, like on, you know, like everything that was left over from all the meals that week.
Well, it's one thing if it's macaroni. It's another if it's somehow meat. I feel like meat turns poisonous fairly quickly.
It doesn't. Yeah. If it's thoroughly cooked and you've refrigerated it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Plus, most stuff, like I'll keep soup. I'll reheat. John makes these huge pots of soup. We'll eat them on, like, you know, whatever, Sunday night when Hooman comes over. Have it again on, like, Tuesday at lunch. Have it again Thursday. Because you're putting it back on, you're boiling it. You're bringing it to a boil.
Let me ask you a question.
What is the question?
Have you gotten into this Instapot thing?
Not yet.
Oh, dude. You got
to
get an Instapot. You got one of those yet?
I don't, and I don't want one.
Why?
Because I like the crock pot of it taking all day.
I know.
I like the whole process.
John does
everything.
That whole thing, too.
I'm not, like, into, oh, I need to cook this really fast.
We made chili in
and I don't have room for
she
yet
made
another
chili in like 20 minutes
yesterday. Wow.
It goes so, like, it takes 10 minutes to somehow pressurize apparently and then cooks in 20 minutes.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
That is amazing.
The Instapot.
So is this like a pressure cooker?
I think so.
Because I have a pressure cooker, but I don't have the Instapot brand.
Oh, well,
it's
quick.
It does everything I need it to do pretty quickly.
Like, I can make a
beef stew.
Of those.
Why?
Like 30 minutes.
I just remember being a kid and my mom would put that and she'd be like, nobody can touch it.
Yeah,
and
for the whole day.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the little release
valve. It had the little release
thing.
And it would like be spinning around even. Like, yeah. I remember steam coming out. I'm it like, oh my God, it looks like a freaking bomb.
Well, it can be a bomb. It's pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dangerous too.
Is there meat in your chili, Vince?
No.
Oh, you didn't put any ground turkey or ground beef in there?
I'm trying to get off meat.
I know, yeah. But I would think
still
that
the flavor.
You'd need more time with meat. So right. The fact that there's no meat, okay.
Just trying to be off the meat. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm telling the story.
Back on the meat.
Secondhand. Maybe it was faster. She likes the Instapot. I like it. It seems to be working pretty good.
Does she have
good.
Like a recipe book that she's pulling from too?
Yeah,
like
she's pulling from all over the place.
That's great. She have a Pinterest page with all of her?
I doubt that. But maybe then again, I wouldn't know. I don't go on Pinterest. Pinterest is not for me.
Mm.
I was on it a lot yesterday.
I was on it just this morning before I came.
You were not.
I was looking at it. They send me emails. I'm like, oh, that does look interesting. Let me click that.
Let me just do a survey real quick. Bryn, Pinterest page?
No.
Hooman, Pinterest page?
So I don't have a
Here
Pinterest page, but I like looking at some of the quotes and the sayings.
What?
I don't care about the furniture or any of that BS.
So you have, you can collect anything. All Pinterest is a place to save things. Like if you found a recipe online, you pin it and there it is when you need it later.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to buy something.
Yeah, if you're looking for, a certain surfboard, you'd pin surfboards.
And then send it to your girl.
Then
and
you
go,
don't have to go, where did I see that? Where did I? Mm-hmm. And you just go back to your Pinterest thing and you look at your surfboard page. And you
I don't go to Pinterest.
But I don't
Sometimes
have
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I'll look at Pinterest and I'll look for outfits.
Oh.
And then go, I totally have that. I could wear that. Just to give me an idea of what I'm going to wear that
you
morning.
You do at 4 in the morning?
At 2:45 in the morning.
At 2:45. Yeah. Let me get on Pinterest real fast.
Yeah, because I won't have an idea of what I want to wear. And then I'll look at that. I look at casual work outfits.
Oh.
And then I go, okay. I got all that.
Sometimes I'll just click on Pinterest because it knows what all my other interests are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just puts just like a
Directs
feed.
Them. Yeah.
It just, I'm like, oh, look, there's a sewing thing. And look over here, a gardening thing. And look at, a window.
And there's Hooman. It says, just do it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well,
that's nice. I think that's great.
Yeah,
whatever. I don't know.
So you do have a Pinterest page.
I don't have a page. I just, if I want to.
You just type in inspirational quotes.
Yeah, if I want something specific. Like, when my friends got engaged, I wanted traditional engagement quotes, and then there's a Pinterest page for that.
Of course there is. Sure.
I looked at what everyone else was saying, so I knew what
to
write.
I like Pinterest. John has Pinterest for the recipes that he uses.
I think I follow him now.
Oh, he's your got husband. Some good recipes on
Pinterest?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. You can follow your friends and when you're searching for it, like if you're just searching for something on Pinterest, what you're getting are photos from other people's boards. So if you see something that you like, you can click it, you can go and look at the rest of the collection on their board. It's really, I think it's really neat. And then you can pin it to your, if you like something on their board, you pin it to one of your boards so that it's right there for you. It's easy to find stuff that way.
Sounds
you
good.
Should do it for backyard projects. Anytime you see something online that you like, just
That's a good idea.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I just Google stuff and
Yeah, but then if you like something, you might never find it again.
Yeah,
now you've got 5,000 bookmarks. Instead, you could just click on Pinterest. This is not an ad for Pinterest.
Anita
has totally is.
Apparently it is.
You owe us Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest.
Are they local? Who?
Probably, right? Isn't everybody around here?
Yeah.
415 says, all right, Miss Sarah.
What I do now?
Miss Manners. Which way do you turn the knife in the proper place setting?
Business side in toward the plate.
She didn't give me the right answer, so I don't. I can't
I think
even
you
answer
put the sharp you. Side toward the plate, if I'm not mistaken.
925 says, I want to watch Vinny eat spaghetti with a spoon. You know what? You can't, but I usually won't make myself spaghetti.
You'd make a macaroni.
Make some macaroni that I can spoon into my head hole.
I use a knife, a fork and a spoon for spaghetti because I wind it up. Using the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Nice and neat.
The spoon fell in love with the knife, so the fork left.
Adorable! That's really cute.
No one would ever remember that.
Does the fork run away with the spoon and the... Isn't there a pussycat?
707.
The pussycat went to sea in a fishing boat.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. 707 says, Millennials, my husband's coworker, who is 20-something... thought that a quarter till meant 25 till. For example, 8:35 is a quarter till 9. Her reasoning was a quarter is 25 cents.
Yeah.
And 25% of 100. I can see that. But
me
yeah,
too.
It's not 100 minutes in an hour.
A quarter to. That's, well, quarter of the hour, right?
Well, she's early for everything then, I guess.
Here's one of our you guys are racist accusation tests.
Oh, we got
text.
Are you
408
racist?
Says, really? Testing the Asian on math, huh?
No, testing the millennial.
The millennial.
Yeah, he's a millennial.
He's the millennial.
He just happens to be Asian.
The thing, right.
But thank you. Your outrage is noted.
Yeah. Your outrage on Bryn's behalf.
Yeah.
By the way. Let him have his own outrage.
Old people know how to read clocks because they have to do dementia tests.
That is a dementia test, to draw a clock face.
Oh.
You stop being able to do it.
How do you know
it.
That?
I don't know. I've watched things about it or something.
You studying up so you can cheat on the dementia test
yeah.
someday?
I got a,
60 minutes last night, right?
I know. Yeah,
actually,
I heard
there
that
was a
this
big,
morning.
That's rough.
Oh,
what is this?
Tragic.
This woman who has Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and it was about this guy who thought he was going to care, his wife. He thought he was just going to care for her all on his own. And they were doing, like, what was the reason that they picked her specifically? Just to watch her?
I'm not sure why, but it was a 10-year sort of
right.
study on her. And they, when she first heard about it, they interviewed her and she was still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she was there.
But man, every year just got worse and worse.
It was hard to listen to.
It really was.
Oh, I felt so bad. It makes me want to put in my, whatever my health mandates are with my lawyer and be like, listen. If I'm not able to answer your simple questions, it's time for me to be humanely put me down. Like, I don't need to be a burden on anyone.
Such a bummer that that's so socially taboo.
I know. Mm-hmm.
When that should be
the easiest thing in the world. No, we should be putting those people down. Right. If that's what they expressed before it happened
right.
to them. I don't want to be a shell that doesn't know who I am. I don't want to be that person.
Well, and I don't want to have to go out through the woods with a gun and take myself out either.
Right.
Like, do me a favor. Take me into the doctor's office. Hand
Let's
me
say
the,
goodbye to everybody.
The cocktail of whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, and then I don't have to be found in the woods from a note that I left behind that says, go look in the woods and don't bring the kids. You know
oh my
what
God,
I mean?
Vinny.
Well, you know what I mean?
You think I have dark thoughts?
It's the same story from the movie we just watched. What are you talking about?
What movie?
Three Billboards. It's a movie you guys talked about 200 times.
Should have won Best Picture over the fish
That's
movie.
That's the story.
He won the barn.
Well, whatever.
He had me confused.
Me too.
And he said, don't bring the kids, right?
I don't remember.
And don't look under the mask.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys not watch that?
Well, I'm
he had a mask on?
Yeah, he put a thing over his head.
That's
and
right.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Aww. I do remember that. I must have blocked it.
925 Sarah, hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the dish ran away with the spoon.
Oh, okay. Oh. So it was the dish and the spoon. Thank you. Jesus.
Ben, I'm pretty sure ice cream sandwich doesn't qualify as a candy bar. I know, but
or
I
a
was,
sandwich for that.
I know,
matter.
But I was looking at some candy bar and I just went, it's way better than all of these dumb candy bars is an ice cream sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep your candy. Although you know what I was doing the other day with my kid? We got one of those big things of Jelly Bellies and it is pretty fun to go through those and be like, nope. Oh, that one's good.
Yeah. I like to just be able to spit out the bad
ones.
Yeah,
you just play, until you realize you've been here 5 minutes and probably have eaten more than your share.
It's official.
Stomachache. What?
An ice cream sandwich is not a sandwich.
Oh, I was just kidding. It is a sandwich.
It's not.
It is. It's
considered a frozen dessert.
But it's sandwich form.
925 says, I watched I Feel Pretty and laughed the entire movie. It was so funny. Human, no more Amy Schumer movies for you.
Amen to that. I want my time back. That was the worst.
Corey Rosen liked it.
Well, listen. It got third place in the box office. And it has, 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. It sucked.
You bitch.
That's right, Amy.
Please tell me the top job is software engineer. I could really use the dating help. No, it wasn't. But I would think you'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. Just come up with a startup, get rich, and believe me, the girls will come. Gives you extra points on the rating scale. Excuse me.
Look at Betty White. She's close to 100 and still very spry.
Yeah, I'm hoping to,
You don't think they inject her with, like, adrenaline just to get her through her TV appearances and then she just falls to pieces right after? Be honest.
Now that you've said it, I'm sure that's the case.
And it's probably, I mean, it's Hollywood. Smoke and mirrors is everything. It's
You think she's in, like, a robot body?
She's green screen the whole thing. They just put a body in there.
She's actually a holographic image of herself.
Right. Still am reeling from Vinny's butt work. Thought he was a clean freak. What?
Butt work? I don't get it.
Maybe the massage that he gave his wife.
Well, her butt's not dirty. Jesus. What are they saying about your wife's butt?
Well, first of all, why do we keep using wife? But anyway.
Whatever.
You're catching me up here. I'm getting caught in the details. It wasn't the middle. I didn't massage the middle of it.
Yeah, it was like her sore aching cheek.
Yeah, it was even just a little above the...
Oh, all right. Oh, right where the little dimples are.
Yeah, yes, right there.
Is she filthy?
You thought I was...
She had some germs there?
Massaging the middle of her butt?
Of the butt.
All right.
Meet you there.
If you ask. I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Thanks, Finn. It's nice to know you've always got my back.
408 says, I had my sister for a week. A year later, I had to buy a bigger house.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be fun for you.
Yeah, I actually think that I might have a line on someplace for them. So
it's cool. It'll be cool when you yell John and two people go, what?
That's
yeah,
right.
That will be fun.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
707 says, that's BS on the leftovers. I've often eaten meat days later. Never got sick.
Okay, well, listen, you can, playing
Russian
roulette.
Yeah, we're taking chances, right.
I feel like that's meat's revenge on, the fact that you killed it.
Oh, like the cow gets you back.
Well.
What have you.
It's trying to go bad as quickly as possible.
I am going to spoil. I'm going to spoil their day, too.
My husband is Chinese, and he already warned me that when the time comes, we will be moving his parents out here from Boston to live with us. You know, I do feel like that's good that he told you and you agreed to it. So now you know what's coming.
Right.
And I have definitely laid down the rules in my head, which is we're not going to have, unless we absolutely can't find a better scenario, I wouldn't want any people moving in with us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it.
I would let my mom or dad move in with us, but I'd be pretty bummed.
Well, there's no other possible way? Sure,
well,
okay.
That's what they wanted, and they didn't want to, thankfully, they're pretty independent, right now.
Yeah, I totally would have let my parents move in, or John's parents.
I actually think that's one of the great things about Asian cultures, is that whole multi-generational family living situations. That I think that in the best case scenarios, that it works out great, especially if you're having kids, and now the grandmother's, feels like a useful part of the home. And
sure.
I don't know. There's some nice stuff to that. But yeah, I'm super selfish. I really just want my house to myself. I want to be able to walk around naked if I want to, which I don't usually, Vinny.
Yeah, you
but
do.
But if I wanted to, I could do.
Why does that
it.
Always come up then? Because you do it all day, every day.
I
bet that's why you didn't star in that parade video that you sent all of us.
What are you talking about?
The parade video where John's tooling you around the grounds in the bucket. Yeah, you're probably naked back there the whole time.
I turned the thing to me.
No,
you
didn't.
See me. You can see my shirt. I have a pink shirt on. And jeans. You can see my pants.
What was the point of that video? Explain
I was sharing
me.
It with my friends.
She
I'm
was
sorry
naked and
no,
wasted in the back of a bucket.
I know, oh my God.
Tooled around the grounds of her
first
house.
First of all, it's
John,
not a bucket.
Over there.
It's
John,
a wagon.
Over the garage.
What was it about?
Nothing. We were just having fun
cute.
In the backyard. I jumped into it. I was laughing as I watched it, and my kids wouldn't let me post it. So I said, I'll just send it to the only people I care if they see it anyway. That was you guys. Thanks for all the crap.
Well,
woman.
I don't know. I just didn't know if I was missing something.
You're not missing anything. It was just, here's what I'm doing on my Saturday night.
Being pushed around the backyard in a wagon?
Being pulled in the wagon, yeah.
Well, hey, it was great. Thank you. I enjoyed it as well as much as you said.
You obviously didn't.
How about you guys? You enjoy it?
I did.
I watched it 14 times.
I thought her shirt was purple, not pink. But yeah,
I thought you were topless.
Shirt.
Yeah, your shirt.
It was pink.
801 says, Mark Twain said, fish and relatives both begin to stink after 3 days.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to have people at first. And then, like, the fourth day you get home, and there they are waiting for you to entertain them. And you're like, oh, I'd really like to do other things besides hang out with you. I have so much things that I could be doing.
415. Sarah, baking is math and chemistry. So your boy is using his math skills when making bagels.
Listen, he wouldn't be the first kid to graduate from college and not do what he thought he was going to do.
What is this spoiler alert stuff?
That is for, you mentioned about three billboards.
Oh!
Oh, don't worry.
It's been out.
It's been out for a year. And secondly, you didn't say who it was and you didn't.
Sorry, though. You know what? I was caught up in why that was in my head and trying to justify it as opposed to being someone with seriously dark thoughts, which is what you seem to believe.
Is someone
what?
Trying to explain time
yes,
to
they
us?
Are trying to explain to us
yeah,
what
we get
a quarter
it.
Yeah,
two
no, we
means.
Got that.
We know what a quarter of.
We got why they're wrong.
Yeah.
Yay, Bryn. Will you be backup vocals for Furburger?
Oh, absolutely, if I'm invited to be.
Oh, my God. I would hope all of you would join the Furburger band.
I'll be the announcer for you guys.
All right, announce something right now. I'd love to do a Furburger
song. Do you have my reverb
oh,
ready?
Oh, my God. Hold
do you
on.
Have it ready?
I don't have
all
it
right,
ready.
I got to come in there.
Let's play a song, Furburger.
We're out of time.
No, we got plenty of
time.
We're
completely out of time.
Mention right. me, their featured dancer.
Oh, you're the featured dancer?
Finally, you admit to being a featured dancer?
She's gonna dance.
I knew it!
He's not ready.
Okay, never mind.
Bryn.
Let's plan
Maybe
something
tomorrow.
For tomorrow. Maybe Furburger will make... Furburger's never playing another song, I guarantee it. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, there's nothing like a wonderful Monday, so...
It was super fun.
This was a fun show, and I hope we've helped you start your day. That's our whole motivation for being here.
Right.
Get
we
you off
it.
To a good start. That's we're like, yes! I think we've done it, you guys.
Yay!
So enjoy the rest of your Monday. Don't forget to stay here at the Alice all day long, because not only do we have Taylor Swift tickets... we are also getting people qualified to win a trip to Vegas for the SPF Fest, which is going to be a big deal. Your next chance at that, we're doing code words for that. And your next chance is coming up at 11. So right at 11, we'll give you the code word. You go to RadioAlice.com. Yes, Vinny, your hand
I got
is
an
up.
Idea.
What is it?
Let's just have a loud conversation, because our boss is in his office,
yes.
which is next to our office.
Yes.
Let's have a loud conversation about how desperately we would love to go to the SPF Fest in Vegas.
Why don't we just let you talk?
Oh, at my normal, are you saying I'm loud?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, I think if you just ticked it up like maybe half a dB right now, you'd hear it. With all the soundproof
walls.
Doors and everything.
You should get a show. You're so funny.
Okay, I'll look into it.
All right. So we're looking forward to a great week. Have a nice Monday. It's going to be nice and warm today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.